It's here and now. I'm Zoe Clark. Well, Michigan's presidential primary is over, but the controversy is not. Rick Pluta, Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Rick, what is going on?
Well, the fun just never ends. The primary was over, and there were just a few details to tack down. And as it turns out, Houston, we have a problem. Or we should say, Lansing, we have a problem.
Right, right. So the Michigan Republican Party announces how many delegates both Romney and Santorum are going to get, as we expected, because each of them won the popular vote in the same amount of congressional districts. They're each going to get 14 delegates. And then we all assumed that because the popular vote statewide was so close, that each would be awarded one delegate based on the statewide proportional vote. But then
the party gave two statewide at-large voting delegates to Mitt Romney and zero to Rick Santorum.
And so we are hearing awful puns like it's a delegate situation. Even one well-known Republican here in Michigan, that would be former Attorney General Mike Cox, who actually supports Romney. Here's what he had to say about all of this.
It does kind of resound of third world countries.
Third world countries, Rick.
Banana republic dictatorships. Here's what happened. About a month ago, the Michigan Republican Party leadership, knowing that the state was likely to be sanctioned for putting its primary so early on the primary calendar that it violated Republican National Committee rules, knew that it was going to most likely face sanctions, that the state's delegation of roughly 60 people would be cut in half. And they said, they say, that that required a change in the rules to reflect that eventuality. And so instead of awarding voting at-large delegates based on the proportion of the vote, they would simply award those delegates to whomever got the most votes. And there was only one problem.
Yeah, the problem is they didn't tell anyone.
Supposedly, there is a memo that is poorly drafted that never really explained what was supposed to happen. Oddly enough, even Republican Party leaders in the days going into the primary seemed to forget about the decision that they made a month ago. And no one recalled it until the Michigan Republican Party's Credentials Committee voted to give these delegates to Mitt Romney. The Rick Santorum campaign was outraged. But really, Zoe, we know this is not about one delegate.
This is about the narrative of Romney winning his home state, the native son coming back and winning it all.
Team Romney really wanted to stick with the narrative that he won his home state. He won it by the actual vote and he won it by the delegate count. And what they wound up with was a controversy that continues to focus attention both statewide and nationally on how much trouble he actually faced winning the state that was supposed to be a not too difficult victory for him, thus showing he could win.
So, Rick, this is getting national attention. This story is continuing, and this all over just one delegate.
And the explanation for it is so convoluted and hard to follow that a lot of people aren't buying it. And, you know, a lot of these Santorum supporters are people who aren't really party regulars, that they are evangelical conservatives who came out for Rick Santorum. They are Tea Partiers who are already suspicious of the Republican establishment. And it's got to make you wonder, what is this going to mean for the Republican Party's relationship with that branch of the conservative coalition going forward?
And Rick, all of this over just one delegate.
Just one delegate.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do.
Rick Pluta is Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
And Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.